It feels like it has been an entire year of Lent. It was March 11th, 2020, when the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic. And over this last year, we have seen much suffering and loss. Loss of lives, loss of opportunities, loss of businesses. All kinds of suffering and stress have happened. It feels like it has been an entire year of Lent. Now, Lent, if you are not familiar with what that is a season in the Christian year. It's a season of 40 days, starting on Ash Wednesday and ending on Holy Saturday. It's a season of preparation for Easter. It's a season where we remember and meditate and reflect on Jesus' suffering and death. Lent is marked by certain practices, certain things that we do during the season of Lent. First is fasting. Fasting sometimes is from a food, but sometimes it's from a certain pleasure in life. Lent is marked by introspection, which can be a time of silence, of being more alone and reflecting on our lives. Lent is marked by repentance, which means turning from what doesn't work and turning to a better way. Lent is marked by prayer. I think most everybody experienced some, if not all, of these things during this year. Lent is not a season that anybody looks forward to. It's not like Advent, which is a season of preparation for Christmas, a time of light and love. Advent is a wonderful time, but Lent is a season of darkness. It's a season of denial. It's a season of silence. But today is Easter. Today is the day where we lift up our gaze and we see the light of the resurrection, the light that comes from the cross and from the empty tomb. Easter is a season of light and love and joy and peace and new beginnings. It's a season when we see what God has for us, what God has done for us, and God's great love for us. So let's hear today's text about the resurrection of Jesus. We'll hear today Matthew's version from Matthew 28.
Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven rolled away the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This is one of several accounts of the resurrection, and you may have noticed it has some important elements in it. It has an earthquake, it has an angel, and it has guards who are filled with so much fear that they look like they are dead. I mean, it is a vivid portrayal. Focal point of the story, though, isn't any of those things. The focal point of the story is the women who have come to the tomb. They are met by the angel and they are told not to be afraid, to hear the good news that Jesus has been raised from the grave and that he goes on before them, and they are to go and to tell the other disciples. This text is a usual Easter text, but there's one more verse that I think is really the highlight of the Easter story. We heard verses 1 through 8. Let me read verse 9. It says this. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Jesus meets them on this first Easter morning, and he knows their fear. He knows their darkness. He knows the difficulty that they have been through. And he meets them with just who they are, with just where they're at. And I think this is an important word for us this Easter, the word that God meets us just where we're at, and we get to bring all of ourselves to Easter. This last week, I had a Zoom happy hour with a friend who I hadn't talked to in a while. And so we asked him, "How you doing in the midst of COVID? How's it going for you?" And he said, "I don't want to complain." I think a lot of people feel like that, right? "I don't want to complain," he said, "because I still have my job. I don't want to complain because lots of people have had it worse." I think many people in the world feel like this. We have tried to, in this last year, focus on what is good, focus on what we have, not to let the sadness become too much. I think many of us this year have tried not to complain because we are well aware that many have had it very hard and difficult in this season. So, as we gather this morning, let me ask you, how are you doing? How is it with your soul? How are you feeling today? I mean, honestly, what's going on if you got silent enough? What would you hear your own heart say? I think most of us would say that how we feel is a wide range of things. I mean, I know I would feel like I am both happy and filled with light and also filled with grief and darkness. I am open and waiting with expectation for what will come, and I am also uncertain and concerned about the future. Here's the truth: how you feel on this Easter, how I feel on this Easter, probably isn't too different than how those on that first Easter felt. And I say that because there's this one line in the text that says this: "So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples." Easter, which we often think of as just being about joy, on that first Easter, it wasn't just only about joy. It was also about fear, both of them together at the same time. Maybe just like this Easter. To stand in the light of Easter this year means that you do not need to disown the difficulties that you have endured in this past year. Whatever your life has been like this past year, Jesus meets you in the midst of it. He knows pain and suffering and confusion and loss. To stand in the light of Easter this year means that we don't have to pretend that last year was just fine and this year everything's going to be great. Instead, to stand in the light of Easter is to proclaim that we are human creatures filled with darkness and light, joy and fear, and that God meets us there. This is the first thing I want you to see this Easter, that for us to move forward, for us to come through this time, I think we need to be willing to acknowledge how we actually are, to get still and quiet enough in our own heart to acknowledge what this year has been like for us. And maybe we can't put it into words. Maybe all we can say is, it's complicated. I have a friend who had breast cancer, and she told me the story of how her husband took her to Starbucks, and they got coffee to go, and they drove over to the park, and they sat in the car, and they drank their coffee. And she said, the coffee never tasted better. The park was never more beautiful. And she was never more happy. Now, how can that be? She had months of treatment ahead, and she would be seriously ill for years. She was fearful and joyful, all together. And one did not diminish the other. There was room for it all. In the light of Easter, I want you to know today that you can be right where you are and know that God meets you there. And second, the second thing I want you to know this Easter is that Easter isn't the end of the story. It isn't the happily ever after. It's actually the beginning of the story. It's not only the beginning of the story for the church and the Christian faith, but it is the beginning of the story for you today. I think a lot of us need a new beginning. A lot of us need a fresh start. A lot of us need what Easter brings. Easter calls us from the darkness into the light. It calls us from the past into the future, even though we don't know totally what it's going to be like. You know, there's a lot of talk about getting back to normal, but we don't really know what all that's going to fully look like. Maybe the only thing we can be certain of in this time, maybe in any time, is that God is here and that God will provide what we need. Can we lean into that this morning? Easter is the start of the story. It is the start of our story. It is a new beginning for us today. And that beginning is rooted in light and love and hope and joy. Easter calls us forward, even though we don't know all that will be. So, today is Easter. May you know the light of Easter. May you let the light of Easter fall on you. May you let it call you to what is next, even if you don't fully know what will be. And may Easter remind you that you You are God's beloved, a creature of fear and great joy. Let us pray. Loving and holy God, we are grateful for the power of Easter that reminds us that there is a new story, a new beginning, a new day that you have for us all because of Jesus and his work on the cross. Help us to embrace that in this moment, to put aside whatever it is that has stopped us in the past from living in the light of faith. We know that you love us, that you welcome us today, no matter where we've been or how far we've wandered from you, and that you are glad we are here and that you love us. Thank you, God, for all that you've done in this day of Easter. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.